Hot Money by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. I intensely disliked my father's fifth wife, but not to the point of murder. I, the fruit of his second ill-considered gallop up the aisle, had gone dutifully to the next two of his subsequent nuptials, the changes of mother punctuating my life at 6 and 14. At 30, however, I'd revolted. Wild horses couldn't have dragged me to witness his wedding to the sharp-eyed, honey-tongued Moira, his fifth choice. Moira had been the subject of the bitterest quarrel my father and I ever had, and the direct cause of a non-speaking wilderness which had lasted 3 years. After Moira was murdered, the police came bristling with suspicion to my door, and it was by the merest fluke that I could prove I'd been geographically elsewhere when her grasping little soul had left her carefully tended body. I didn't go to her funeral, but I wasn't alone in that. My father didn't go either. A month after her death, he telephoned me, and it was so long since I'd heard his voice that it seemed that of a stranger.
Ian?
Yes, I said.
Malcolm.
Hello, I said.
Are you doing anything?
Reading The Price of Gold.
No, damn it, he said. In general, are you busy?
In general, I said, fairly.
The newspaper lay on my lap, an empty wine glass at my elbow. It was late evening, after 11, growing cold. I had that day quit my job and put on idleness like a comfortable coat. He sighed down the line. I suppose you know about Moira.
Front page news,